Sans Pants Radio, Australia's happiest podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and I'm the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And boys, what do we think is going to happen in Ghostbusters The Afterlife?
Ghostbusters.
Or just Afterlife. I didn't really pay attention to the title. Afterlife?
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
That's it. Afterlife. When you started the episode, so before we even get into the speculation, my original speculation was when you launched into it, there was no clarification from you with us about the title, which is usually something you have to do
before
you hit record. And I was like, I wonder where this is going to go. And I braced myself for you to be like, Ghostbusters. The
Three,
new one.
Ooh,
Brave new
say.
World. Brave new ghost.
So, Ghostbusters Answered the Call came out 4 years ago, and the world said, thank you.
We don't want this.
We are good.
Yeah, well, a lot of people said, actually, you've fucked my childhood. Ghostbusters are seminal comedy that was made out of an SNL sketch.
Because Dan Aykroyd is actually crazy.
So, I forgot that Ghostbusters is sort of autobiographical.
Yeah. Because of an SNL sketch and Dan Aykroyd's actual madness, we got 80s fuckfest Ghostbusters.
Look,
you can put this right on your BS board and just tick it off that I don't care.
Joel Zammert does not care about this film.
And that,
but you care about speculating. So this is still going to be a must listen episode.
100%.
Well, I think it's so funny. The whole Ghostbusters franchise. Nobody cares about Ghostbusters, secretly.
If Answer the Call didn't come out and they just released Ghostbusters 3, people would have been like, I don't care.
Exactly, but Answer the Call came out and everyone was like, I've decided Ghostbusters is
the most important
franchise in the world.
A film that already had a bad sequel.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and cartoons.
And terrible cartoons.
I think people liked the cartoons.
Yeah, people did.
And then there was
the games, I think.
Yeah, then there was Ghostbusters 3, the video game that was the official sequel where everyone came back. And then also an undeveloped script written by Dan Aykroyd called Ghostbusters 3 Hellbent, where they go from Manhattan to Manhelton and confront, I think, Satan.
That's... When was the last time Dan Aykroyd has either made or been in a good film?
Great.
Made or been in? Okay, I reckon he would have been in one kind of recently.
You reckon?
I don't know. Dan Aykroyd is one of those people that's tricked us into thinking that he's a comedy great, but he's just a very large, very crazy man. He brought out that Crystal Skull vodka he said was magic.
His previous film was as the taxi driver in Ghostbusters Answer the Call.
Yeah.
Prior to that, he was in Pixels.
Okay.
You know, the Adam Sandler film?
Yeah. Oh, do I?
Okay.
He plays the Scarecrow in Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return in 2014. Behind the Candelabra.
Okay.
The, what's his name? A guy. So it's a Soderbergh film. It was his film he went out to retire on. But what's the movie is about? Liberace.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty good.
That movie rules. Prior to that, he was in Yogi Bear and The Campaign.
All right.
You know, Zach Galifianakis. And Will Ferret. Will Ferrell film.
Okay.
It was it I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry?
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd does not have a great track record.
He was
movies.
In Christmas with the Cranks.
50 First Dates.
Yeah.
I'm being sort of selective, but I'm not skipping over anything that would be considered good. I'm just skipping over stuff that either doesn't have a link on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Or things I've never heard of.
What about the Curse of the Jade Scorpion? A 2001, I can only assume, classic.
He's in Loser. That movie's sick.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait. He's on Get On Up, which is...
starring Woody Allen. Never mind. Abort.
He's in Get On Up, which I did skip over accidentally, which is...
He was in Pearl Harbor.
Chadwick
as Captain
Boseman
Thurman.
Film.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, no, he's had a bad career.
Yeah, and I think this and it's important going in.
Sorry. Can I one more film in 2000? He was in a film called Loser, and he plays the dad. So.
Yeah. I just said that. Yeah, Loser's a great film. Yeah. I literally just said that.
I wasn't paying attention.
You acknowledged me. You said yeah. Oh, he was in Loser.
But the trick is. You gotta remember this, listeners. You don't care about Ghostbusters. I don't care about Ghostbusters. Yeah. Salmon doesn't care about Ghostbusters. Dusha doesn't care about Ghostbusters. The only reason you think about you care about Ghostbusters is because the Ghostbusters trailer is like Ghostbusters is superhero movies now.
Well,
but it's not.
That's a thing. Okay, so this trailer has set a tone that is wildly different from the first
film.
It's
so funny.
Do we think that this is a... I'm going to say well-cut trailer, but I actually mean badly cut trailer.
Like, as in, do you think it's cut in a way that implies it's going to be one kind of movie when, in fact, it'll be the opposite?
So, is it going to have the tone of the 80s film where Dan Aykroyd's getting sucked off by a ghost, having his dick sucked on by a ghost?
Yeah. No, or
is this a sad nostalgia sequel?
It's a, we saw Stranger Things was popular. Mm. People seem to believe that they care about the Ghostbusters franchise. Mm. Paul Rudd's doing nothing.
Paul Rudd's handsome. He'll be in a film. Sure.
Between Ant-Man. Let's chuck him in Ghostbusters Afterlife. And so, yeah, I think this is going to be not a sadness. It's just going to be the kind of movie where you watch and you're like, that was not anything like the previous Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
This was relying on this idea that, like, of a kind of Ghostbusters that never was. You know what I mean? On a kind of, and yeah, I think that's the kind of movie we're going
to
get.
Do you think that they're expecting us to forget that Dan Aykroyd had his dick sucked on by a ghost?
Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Most people forget. Yes.
There'll be a weird reference to it that feels very out of place, where Paul Rudd's like...
Didn't you get your dick sucked on by a ghost? Don't you have one of them ghosts sucked on dicks?
Hi, I'm Dan Aykroyd, and let me tell you something about my dick.
A ghost sucked on it.
A ghost sucked it on it.
Oh, I went cross-eyed, I'm pretty sure.
So this...
That's movie code for good suck-off.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
So of all the original Ghostbusters that could be in this film...
Yeah.
All of them are in it.
All of them are in it.
Okay. Well, that's crazy. I know Bill Murray loves to say that he won't be in another Ghostbusters movie till a good one, like, comes out, so... But I don't think that this
Bill
is
Murray,
that.
Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Sigourney Weaver. Okay. We also had Annie Potts, who is in the trailer. She plays... Janine, the secretary.
Yeah.
I've only seen Ghostbusters, I think, twice in my life, but for some reason I know what... Not heaps, and but a
enough.
Lot of it is the fact that I am currently holding my phone.
Okay.
But, like, when Janine was in, I was like, that's Janine.
Unless
it's not, in which case that's very funny. But my brain was like, I know her from the old movie.
Nah, surely it will be her. Well, then, obviously, the plot is going to look something like this. Paul Rudd is the grandchild of Egon.
Wrong. Finn Wolfhard is the grandson.
Well, then Paul Rudd's the son of Egon.
Wrong.
Paul Rudd's wife is the son of Egon.
Maybe at the end, but at the start of the film, no.
How can you have the grandson and not any of the children?
The children is the wife. Like, Carrie Coon plays.
The children is the wife.
No, the person you think is the wife
is
actually the daughter of Egon.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said Paul Rudd.
And then I said Paul Rudd's wife.
She's not his wife.
Okay.
At the end of the
now
film,
we're getting somewhere.
Paul Rudd is just the kid's teacher. That was a parent-teacher interview.
I see.
Sort of.
Looked like
or
it was in a cafe, so you can forgive me for getting... Anyway... They move into Egon's old house. They find the Ghostbusters
because
goo.
They're sad and poor.
Yeah.
Which is because they get evicted. This isn't in the trailer, but this is, I know, for the plot synopsis because when I originally read it, I was like, what?
Yeah.
So that family's been evicted. Oh, actually, they say it in the trailer. We had no money. They get evicted from their house and get moved into Egon's old house.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well.
So sad. Yeah. Sad slow start film.
Financial crisis. And then. So
Paul Rudd plays Mr. Gruberson, a teacher.
Hey, sorry, boys. I'm just looking through the IMDb cast list.
And here is the bombshell that I was going to tell you about before we started recording. Okay. Don't read character names because there's a big one.
All right. Well, I don't know because the character name is simply Podcast.
Yes! There's a character in this film called Podcast.
Oh, my God. Who's Podcast?
So Podcast, I don't think, is in the trailer, but I think that the two kids start like a kid Ghostbusters, and Podcast is one of those.
That's in one of the kids?
Yeah.
Is that like back in the day where if a kid had a radio, you'd call them radio? Like in your 50s,
you'd call them
little
ham.
Rascals? Yeah, or ham? Mm. That's it. I want podcasts to be that little fat blue Slimer. And no. They're like, there's podcast.
Podcast is one of Phoebe's classmates, but podcast is pretty high up on the cast listing, so I think podcast will be in the...
be one of the Ghostbusters. That rules. Yeah.
See, now you that's something you care about. Get our brand out there.
I think I care. I think this is a crazy move.
It's so good.
Clearly, they move into the old house. Yep. Beneath the old house, the Ghostbusters have been storing their old ghosts.
Yep.
Yeah, because they can't store it anywhere else.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a weird look at the problem that we have with like uranium.
Yeah, like, it's like dumping nuclear waste, except yeah. You're dumping ghosts. And then the kids accidentally unleash it. The town gets beghosted. Zool's back. Mm-hmm. Maybe Zool's in one of the containers.
Yeah,
they get
maybe.
Him at the end. They release Zool. The kid's got to start a kid Ghostbusters.
Call the old Ghostbusters. Dan Aykroyd says, sorry, we're closed.
Yeah. But then he's maybe got to get the old Ghostbusters back together again. Do you think there'll be a... Okay, here's a prediction based on speculation.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a very strange... Okay, so you know the crossing the streams gag in Ghostbusters 1? How that's a piss joke,
yeah.
Right? But it's so far removed... because of the tone of this movie, that there will be a Crossing the Streams reference with the old Ghostbusters and the kid Ghostbusters that will feel very strange in retrospect.
Yeah.
But it'll be because the audience is removed from that being a piss joke and it's just a Ghostbusters reference now. Do you know what I mean?
So you think that the kids will have their own proton packs and the old
And they'll be like, we've got to take him out. Don't cross the streams.
Remember our one rule. Don't cross the streams.
And that's a Ghostbusters reference for the audience. But actually, they're saying, kids, don't piss on my piss. And we in the audience will be like, huh. And that's my prediction. Yeah.
Slimer, you reckon a lock?
Yeah. Oh, Slimer's a lock. Guaranteed. Yeah. Chuck
Slimer. You can't have a Ghostbusting without a Slimer.
Yeah. There's even kid Slimer. So there's got to be dad Slimer.
Well, that's true. Well, there's kid Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah. For sure.
Baby.
It's gonna you're gonna get Zool, you're gonna get those weird dog critters.
You think they're gonna blow their load and put everyone in one movie?
Yeah.
So this is a legacy sequel where they're like, there's not gonna be a second legacy sequel.
We can't make it past this. This is all we have in us.
Or that what'll happen is maybe you'll get a bunch of like people being like, see, I love Ghostbusters. There was a seminal movie for me and I want to watch it again.
Yeah.
This is great. This is Dan Aykroyd's back. I love him.
I love Dan Aykroyd.
And his crazy theories about ghosts. Yeah. And then they're going to go and it's going to maybe, if it makes money, then they'll be like, see, the people love Ghostbusting.
Everyone
and then
loves
they'll
Dan
announce
Aykroyd.
Two more films and no one will go.
Yeah. The trick is, Zool will be in this. Mm-hmm. The dogs will be in this, but you know who won't be in it? Painting Man. He'll be in the sequel.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so, because I miss him.
Yeah.
You reckon Rick Moranis will be in this?
Nah. He retired.
Yeah, but he was going to unretire for the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids sad reboot where his wife's died of cancer.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe he's coming back for this then.
Maybe.
It's possible.
Because that was meant to start filming last... I think it got cancelled for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Because it was when Disney Plus, like, let's revive a whole bunch of properties. And yeah, like, he tried to, like, he, I think the plot was that he was, it was really similar to Superman Grounded, basically.
Yeah.
Like, he had a shrinking machine and was going to try and shrink his wife's tumor or something, but it didn't work.
Wow.
She died.
Wow.
But then in real life, Rick Moranis' real life wife died of cancer, and that's why he retired from acting to spend more time with his children.
That's so strange.
Anyway, he signed on to that, so he could be in this.
Look, it's possible. Yeah.
He could maybe as like a stinger at the end.
He's like, I'm Rick Moranis.
Like at the very
motherfuckers. I'm Rick Moranis, motherfuckers. It's about time I had my dick sucked on by a ghost.
Yeah.
See you in Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters go to heaven.
And then the camera... I like to imagine as he says that, the camera pans down and we realize we're the ghost.
Yeah.
POV, we suck Rick Moranis' dick. Put that on the BS Bingo guy.
As a post-credits sting.
Post-credits sting, the audience sucks Rick Moranis clean off.
Are they going to have, like, because we always saw post-credits sting, but that seems to be like a Marvel thing. I know other franchises have tried to do that, or they've like snuck it in just before the credits.
Yeah.
Like with Mortal Kombat. Was that post-credits or mid-credits?
Nah.
Or at the end, yeah?
It was, I think that was originally...
Because I cannot remember that film.
It's not, no, it's not, that scene isn't post-credits, but I think Mortal Kombat had a scene that they originally intended to be post-credits.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was that one. I think there's a scene.
Johnny Cage? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because I'm just wondering, like, are they going to do like an actual post-credits, or are they just going to add, like, it just ends, and then Rick Moranis comes in. He's like, I'm motherfucking Rick Moranis. Yeah.
It's me, Rick Moranis, motherfucker.
Motherfucking about time I got my dick sucked on by a ghost. Camera pans there. Oh my God, we're sucking off Mick Moranis.
Mick Moranis. Big M,
perfect film. But yeah, I think whatever the tease,
yeah,
for Ghostbusting in Heaven, whatever it might be, is going to be Rick Moranis.
I reckon.
Look, I don't. Yeah, he might have just been like, whatever. I need a couple of K.
Yeah, I need some money. I think this movie is such an obvious, like, yeah.
Sorry, just before we get lost, because this ties into something we'll just discuss. The conversation's passed, but
fair.
Just before we lose it too much, I don't think they're planning for a sequel, because usually you don't cast child actors in things that are sequel bait, especially in such a... Sorry, you do cast children, but this is like they're at a really weird point in their lives where
the next couple of years they're going to drastically change.
Yeah, like because they're going to transition from... Oh, maybe it's smart, because they're going to transition from teens to, like, full-blown adults in the next, like, 3 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, to be honest, if you're planning on rebooting Ghostbusters, it's kind of clever to cast kids this age.
Do you reckon the Stranger Things kid, Finn Wolfhard, or whatever the fuck that kid's name is? I've never seen Stranger Things, so I don't know his name, but I think that's him, because everyone keeps yelling Stranger Things.
You nailed it.
Yeah. His name is Wolfhard. What a great name.
It's cool. Anyway. He was on Vine.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, it's all right.
Before Stranger Things?
I don't know.
I watched a movie that had that guy that's like, hey, what's up? I'm Jared. I'm 19. I never learned how to read.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's in the movie Spree.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a hectic movie. Anyway, what was I saying?
Finn Wolfhard?
Yeah, do you reckon he's sick of being in movies that are just Stranger Things again?
Oh, yeah, I think it's Finn Wolfhard. He must have this look that we associate with it's the 80s. And so he's just trapped now, which is so funny because this film isn't set in the 80s.
Yeah,
because
he's also in the It reboot, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Which is also just Stranger Things again.
Yeah, well, I mean, pretty much, yeah. It's very funny that... It's also very funny because Stranger Things, it's not like it's fallen out of popularity, but we're definitely not at its peak. Like... Mm. This is not the Stranger Things bubble or like that they're trying to chase or whatever.
Although this movie was meant to come out in...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
2019. I can't remember if it was 2019 or early 2020, but I know it's been delayed quite a while.
Yeah. It has the vibes of that for some reason. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not talking about... Because if it was... Like, if COVID had happened, Ghostbusters would have a COVID joke.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's that kind of film.
Yeah.
I think a sequel tease is almost a guarantee in this because it's such an obvious, I don't want to say cash grab because it doesn't feel like a cash grab.
What about?
It feels like a
the only
something else grab.
Post-credit scene that would surprise me is if for somehow, this would be a huge fuck you to the audience, but they might trick the audience and make people think that they want this.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know if I know you've both noticed because we do this fucking god awful podcast. Yeah, they're all dog shit.
Yes.
But have you noticed that for some reason the internet recently has become such a fan of extended universes and universe crossing over that even when things reference a thing that everyone fucking hates, they're like, connected universe, this is sick.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, like, if you were to put the, like, Ben Affleck's Daredevil in Marvel,
everyone would get excited.
They'd die.
Yeah.
But the fact that when Daredevil came out, people were dying in the cinema because of how much they hated the fucking movie.
I think we passed a sort of cinema event horizon when Suicide Squad came out and was so bad, so universally loathed, but then we're getting it again.
Mm.
We live in a world now where if you make a bad movie, you can have another go.
Let's have a second cry.
Oh, you fucked it up the first time. I know it's a different director or whatever, but it's still the same movie.
I think because they've been like, right, you've made a bad movie. So usually when bad movies make a lot of money, we still don't make a sequel.
Yeah.
We're going to make a sequel, but we want to remind everyone that we know the first one's bad, so you're just going to call it the same thing as the first one, but add the.
Exactly. The fact that we can do that now means cinema is dead. So anything's possible these days.
What I was going to say is, A big swing for post-credit scene is if they tie it into Answer the Call somehow.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that wouldn't shock me either, I think. I think like that's very Kristen possible. Wiig.
How about this? Instead of like a post-credit like tease for a sequel,
yeah.
It just has like a quick gag. Like you have Rick Moranis with like a bunch of keys trying to open a door in a room being like, I got to help him.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like a bit of, he's the key.
He's still a wacky key master. There it is.
He can't get out of a room.
Yeah, that's true. That could be possible.
So, like just a quick gag like that where it's just like it took him maybe like half a day to film.
Yeah.
And here's 10K.
They got Rick Moranis out of the bath or whatever coming down to the set.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, I think that's very possible.
Okay, so another thing that I think will almost certainly happen in this film, and we'll take bets on who it's going to happen to, but I reckon it'll be Bill Murray. Mm. Which of the original Ghostbusters will die?
All of them.
You think all
Every
of them?
Every single one.
Dan Aykroyd will survive for sure.
Every single one on their knees, bullet in the back of the goddamn head,
killed by the cartel.
Stay out of Mexico.
Bang, bang, bang.
Whoa.
I wasn't expecting that.
That must be a reference to... Was there a Ghostbusters movie I missed? What was that? No, I think it's tough. Yeah. It'll either be one or all, because I can imagine, like, I don't know the context,
killing two would be weird.
But imagine there's, like, a big portal, and they're like, what are we going to do? How are we going to save the day? And then the Ghostbusters have to hold hands and kill themselves to, you know, like a heroic sacrifice. Or
hold hands and kill yourself. The most heroic sacrifice of all.
You know, when you're feeling a bit low and in life and you're troubling, like, you know, with like things aren't going well, you're not connecting with people.
I guess
maybe you've had a loss and you come across a pamphlet which is like, hey, come to this commune.
Like-minded
individual. Yeah. Maybe it'll help you
it's
with
a
some
heroic
grief.
Sacrifice. Jackson, you're going to drink the Kool-Aid. Like the Ghostbusters. Yeah, okay. I don't feel so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my hand.
Heroic sacrifice.
I was the one guy who threw it up once everyone else died. Oh, now I'm covered in sick and everyone's dead.
So I think it could be heroic sacrifice of the three original Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Or, old mate Bill Murray. Yeah. Or Bill Murray's already dead and he's a ghost.
Oh, Bill Murray is a ghost is not a bad theory as well.
Yeah. I reckon we'll get Harold Ramis. No, not Harold Ramis. What's his name? Harold something.
Yeah.
Or is it Ramis? No, it is Ramis.
I think Harold Ramis is right, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get him as a ghost, I reckon.
Okay. Yeah.
They'll use archive footage, but just they'll make him ghosty.
Yeah, I think that's possible.
And then, they'll be like, see you in hell, dickheads. Yeah. Oh, actually.
Like CGI-y.
Mm. Ooh, like a princess Leia.
Yeah, like a deepfake.
Yeah.
He died in 2014, though. Or 2013. Yeah, I did read it before and I can't remember.
They still probably have enough footage to do it. I don't think they should.
I guess Grand Moff Tarkin popped up and he'd been dead for...
I think it's
many of you.
What I can only imagine is a 200 to 300 years.
I don't think when you've died affects if you can deepfake someone.
Oh, no, I just feel like if you've been...
I don't know what he's on about.
You're like, the spirit's too far gone.
Yeah, we can't bring him back.
We can't die them to the mythical realm.
No, I just meant that it means that there's no... It's gone.
Once we can't do it.
You got 5 years. And if in that 5 years you don't face deep faking.
This is the magic part of movies people forget.
When they say movie magic, they refer to trapping the souls of the dead.
No, I just mean that because he's been dead since 2000 and whatever, there's no recent-ish footage of him, which means that it's just harder to do it well.
The wrong age, basically.
Well, not even looking the wrong age, just like... Because I imagine, especially because you haven't acted for a while, I imagine the footage they've got is not like, it's not like the way that if Robert Downey Jr. died this week,
they
could put Iron Man in a film and we wouldn't even notice because they've shot him with like such expensive cameras from every fucking angle imaginable.
Yeah, possibly.
Yes, I understand that. You can
capture his spirit, so it's all good.
Yeah.
It's just a seance, and that's fine, guys. Don't worry about it.
Die into the physical realm.
I would put money on Bill Murray dying in this film.
Okay.
And I think I've had a crazy theory based on what I read briefly before, which was the original Ghostbusters 3 was called Ghostbusters Hellbent, and they went to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon that might be the sequel tease.
Oh, really?
Or it already happened in universe.
Jesus Christ.
It's canon.
Dan Aykroyd, they're like, would you like to ghost bust with us? And he's like, I have been in hell. So
I fought the devil.
No, thank you. I don't care about your small town problems.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Yeah, possibly. Possibly. Mm. Do we think if there's no sequel tease, then how could it feasibly end?
They'll capture all the ghosts.
It'll just
have the same ending as Ghostbusters 1. Mm. Although Ghostbusters 1, I think, has a sequel tease.
Yeah, I think it does. Or at least they're like, we'll be the Ghostbusters from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, they could do that. They could be like, and the kid Ghostbusters will continue to kid Ghostbusters.
Because isn't there like forever. Slimer and stuff as like a little bit of a stinger for like, oh, the next one or some shit?
I can't remember.
It's been way too long since I've seen either of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, yeah. I think, Slimer might be like, we'll see you in Ghostbusters 3.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
So you want
to I'm going to suck off Dan Aykroyd.
Now it's my turn to suck off Dan Aykroyd. Okay, so we know it's a legacy sequel. Mm. What lines from the original film are 100% going to be in
cross
this?
Cross the stream. 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Cross the streams. Yeah. Lock it in.
What do you? I reckon there'll be a play on everything was going fine until Dick Lassier cut off the power. Mm-hmm. Is that true? Yes, Your Honor, this man has no dick.
You reckon? It could be a small town, like the mayor kind of deal.
It'll be. It won't be until Dick Lassier. It'll be until something here, and it's like, is that true? Yes, this person has. Whatever.
But it'll be a far toned down version of that. You know,
I reckon one person's going to call someone else dickless.
Yeah, could be.
And then someone will be like, is that true? But like, is it true? Yeah.
Here's an interesting question, because I think it's hard to tell from the trailer. Is this a movie aimed at a younger audience or an older audience?
Well, that's the Stranger Things trick. And that's why people keep trying to do it. And it's why it worked, I think, which is it's, hey, look, young teens, it's you, young teens. Mm. But in a violent, horrible adventure, the kind of stuff that you can't usually get in cinema.
But also, because the original two Ghostbusters, those films are raunchy. Mm. We can't deny it. They're raunchy movies.
Yeah. Sucked on dicks.
Sucked on dicks. A goddamn Sigourney Weaver in a very sheer coat. You know, it's a raunchy movie.
I don't remember that part, but I'm glad
you
do.
She's got like a skin tight. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's pretty good.
A skin tight coat?
No, it's not really a coat. It's more like a bodysuit.
Well, is that? But she's also in like a dressing.
In a coat at one point. Sigourney Weaver is such a babe. Holy shit.
That's a real controversial opinion, dude.
Calling it a coat seems wrong.
Yeah, because a sheer coat, I'm like, yeah, but coats go over stuff.
It's kind of sheer.
Like a titty.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sigourney Weaver still hot in this film.
Yeah, put it on the bingo card. But
she's
what I mean.
Hot in Avatar, she can be hot in this.
But yeah, she's still
never stopped.
Yeah. That's the magic of Hollywood,
That's
baby.
That's the magic of Sigourney.
But Sigourney's a great name.
It's awesome. It's fun to say. And
Sigourney.
With Weaver on the end, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney. Anyway, the original Ghostbusters film is raunchy.
Yes.
And it's very clearly an adult movie. Mm-hmm. But then I guess actually Ghostbusters 2 kind of shies away from that a little bit.
Well, again, it's kind of
adult.
Why is this film being made?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apart from is it a cash grab.
For Sony, let's not forget this is a Sony production.
Shitting the bed.
The dunce of movies. King Dunce returns to reign again. Your crown, my lord. It's a conical dunce hat.
I'm back, baby. So, after winning you all over with Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, it is my turn to shine and be the dumbest cunt in the room once again. I think this would have... Well, yeah, because this is direct reaction to Ghostbusters Answer the Call, which I believe... Mm. Came out of the leaked emails, which is our favorite thing.
Yeah, it is really beautiful.
I'm just trying to think, if you were like, you loved Ghostbusters as a kid when it came out in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
And so say you were like, you know, 10 or something. Like, you'd now be pushing like mid 40s?
Yeah. Well, like, because
if you were
this...
a teenager, like, you're kind of pushing your 50s?
It's that kind
Are you taking your kids?
It's that classic movie thing. So I always think about it in the context of, do you remember Peabody and Mr. Sherman?
Yes.
So Peabody and Mr. Sherman was a kids' TV show in the 80s. Yeah. But then they brought it out recently-ish. Yeah.
Same thing with Peanuts.
Yeah, exactly. But at least Peanuts, they were like, it's in the original Peanuts animation style. It's just like a classic Charlie Brown movie. It's like.
Also, I thought Peanuts was like 3D-erized.
It is, but it's far more faithful than Peabody and Mr. Sherman was. Because I saw Peanuts for some reason, and I was like, oh, it's just like a Peanuts movie. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the Winnie the Pooh movie, where you're like, it's just like a big episode of Winnie the Pooh. But Peabody and Mr. Sherman was like a modern kids film. But then what happens is that's not for kids, because no kid cares about Peabody and Mr. Sherman.
No.
And it's not for adults, because adults don't want to see a kids film.
Yeah.
So what? Who's it for? And Ghostbusters is kind of the same thing. It's not for adults because, well, it's a kids film, but it's not for kids because kids don't care about Ghostbusters. Mm. So who's it for?
For you, Jackson.
Yeah!
It's for the Sony executives. Like, I remember Ghostbusters as a kid.
Well, no, I suppose
it's for every single person that clicked thumbs down on the Ghostbusters Answer the Call trailer.
Yeah.
It's for them. It's a victory for all the true cinephiles
out
there.
It's the Snyder cut of Ghostbusters franchise.
But I suppose it's the same thing.
Yeah, but also, I suppose there's... Yeah, it's for the people.
And if you're listening to this episode at this point, you're getting frustrated because you're excited for this film. Good. All this snide and like aggression you're hearing. Yes.
Yeah.
You're not mishearing. I can't speak on behalf of the other two, but yes, there is venom in my voice.
Yeah, there's vitriol.
This movie sucks.
It just looks like it's going to be.
I'll watch it because I have to.
Gosh.
And I'll try and enjoy it.
Yeah.
But this trailer has made me sad.
This trailer feels like I'm watching a million other trailers that I've seen over the past 5 years. And like, it could be any franchise from the 80s that imagine they were like, we're rebooting Transformers. And it's like, we've moved.
Oh, it'll be the same thing.
We've moved to a small town. Me, Paul Rudd, and my family or whatever.
And he's not part of the family!
And then the kids go in the basement and holy fuckeroli, it's Bumblebee.
I think that might actually be.
Or it's a G.I. Joe movie. And the kids are moving into a mansion.
They find Snake Eyes.
Yeah. He was in the basement under a top.
He-Man!
I was from G.I. Joe.
They find the castle of Grayskull in the mount, in the basement.
They find it's the sword or whatever. It's any time they want to be like, it's a fun reboot for the modern age of an 80s franchise.
Jumanji.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we've moved into this mansion in a little small town. But ba-bum, 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 Jumanji happens again.
That is the exact plot of Jumanji, the first one.
Which wasn't even a remake or a legacy sequel. But if they did one, it would be exactly the same thing.
We got one. It was a video game, remember?
Oh, that's right. We did get a sequel to Jumanji.
We got two sequels to Jumanji.
They were all right.
Yeah. The Rock has a surprising amount of charisma, and Jack Black, whilst sometimes can be obnoxious in films, it really works in this role in his Jumanji sequel. Karen Gillan, great comedic timing.
Exactly.
She's underused by Hollywood.
I agree.
Kevin Hart, I don't have as many nice things to say about him, but he's fine in there.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Correct. He didn't wreck the movie.
No.
Yeah, he was just...
He's
just sort of the same guy in a lot of the films he's in, you know?
He makes that face, though. That's all right.
Face is good.
Yeah. The Rock's really big. He's small.
The Rock is also sort of the same guy in every film he's in. Sort of so is Jack Black in a lot of ways. Mm. It's just that in this movie, I want to see those specific characters, I suppose.
But you're right. It is actually really funny to think that you could replace the Ghostbusters element of this film with any 80s property and it works.
Pick even any 90s
Gremlins.
Property. Gremlins. Oh, we've gone in the basement. What's this
Gizmo.
In a cage?
It's Gizmo.
Well, I think there'll probably be a Gremlins 3 soon.
Oh, guaranteed. And it'll be because Gremlins 2, if we recall, is like a crazy sequel that is like self-referential and like breaks the... So it won't be a sequel to that.
No.
It'll be a sequel to Gremlins 1 and it'll be exactly the same sort of cynical retread of Gremlins where it's a family move into the house and find a Gremlins or whatever.
Well, do you think that maybe rather than this being sequel bait...
Yeah.
Which I don't think it will. I think the more we talk about it, the more that I don't think Sony are planning on this being sequel bait, which well done, Sony. But I think they will definitely use this to launch another legacy sequel of a property that people don't usually consider cherished. Like Gremlins. Yeah. I don't know if Sony own Gremlins.
They probably do.
Yeah. They might.
No, but I can see what you mean.
Use that. Yeah. If you want to make a legacy sequel to something, make Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're all waiting for.
Yeah.
Come on. You got to sit in there. What's Tobey Maguire doing?
Nothing.
Fucking nothing.
Thinking about that time he was in Seabiscuit.
Yeah. Yeah. I miss working with horses. Well, I guess, yeah. What movies do we think Sony will pull the afterlife trick with? I think we're going to get a Gremlins. I think we're going to get a vintage My Little Pony. Or Rainbow Bright, or one of those ones aimed at little girls that had like a fantasy land.
Nah,
I can see that happening.
They won't. I don't. My Little Pony's been wrecked already.
But they've got a reboot coming out.
Yeah, but it's not.
You don't reckon My Little Pony? Okay. What about Rainbow Bright or Strawberry Shortcake?
No. Josie and the Pussycats.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Already been done recently.
Oh, yeah, true.
Recently?
Not recently enough, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
When was
Riverdale?
They oh, yeah, yeah. We say Riverdale. Not as a movie, but yeah, fair.
Yeah. I was thinking of it. Yeah, okay.
He-Man's definitely coming.
He-Man already exists.
Netflix.
There you go.
Kevin Smith
did it. And guess what? Hey, spoilers for the first episode of He-Man. They kill He-Man and Skeletor in episode one.
Not Skeletor.
Yeah.
Man!
Yeah. Voiced by Mark Hamill.
I wish I was Skeletor.
You can be.
You bumbling boobs. You think I'd be good at it?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Romancing the Stone? What do we think?
Oh, yeah. They could do a Goonies, definitely.
Classics.
Goonies?
Goonies could come back.
That kid that lifts up his shirt was in the basement this whole time.
They make him do the truffle shirt. They're not good friends to
The Lost Boys?
Lost Boys?
Have they tried at all?
Oh, Lost Boys got like 4 sequels, but they could reboot it.
What if they started doing all John Hughes films?
Oh, it's kind of shocking they haven't.
Oh my god, Ferris Bueller was in the basement whole time.
It was the longest day off ever.
Beetlejuice.
Oh yeah, Beetlejuice for sure. Beetlejuice was the model town was in the basement the whole time, and Beetlejuice looks different, but
he's older.
He's older. Don't worry about it.
Nice fucking model.
Oh, Short Circuit, the little robot little fucker.
Oh yeah, Flight of the Navigator. Literally any of
now,
these
why
movies.
Why haven't they done the Never Ending Story again? Just like real fucking hard.
Moonchild. Yeah.
The dragon is in the basement.
The dragon's in the basement the whole time.
We got to start up
the
dragon again.
Dragons or whatever.
It was the only one that had an engine. Brrr, Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. Footloose. Turns out we can't dance in this whole basement now.
I wish Dirty Dancing. Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey were dancing in the basement the whole time.
Patrick Swayze's a ghost now. Sad.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. Sad for P.S. Okay, so let's hash out at least a basic plot of this movie so that we can be proved indubitably correct when the film comes out.
Sad start where they get evicted, they get a phone call, go to the mansion and be like, Grandpa, Egon fucked us real bad. He had money and he threw it away in this mansion. It's all derelict and dog shit.
Dog shit mansion.
And
God
Janine
damn.
Is like, actually, there's many a secrets here. And like, it's actually good.
I miss my
passive aggressive about it. It's very funny. Actually, I wouldn't be so
you're
quick to judge.
A fucking mansion.
It's actually an awesome mansion full
you
of
got
secrets.
Evicted.
And then you get a mansion.
You got evicted and you got a fucking free mansion. You're going to have to do it up, but you don't have to fucking pay rent.
Is you know how expensive, you know what the housing market is like now?
Hey, what's your mortgage? Zero. Isn't that nice?
What are you talking about?
I mean, you got to pay rates, I guess, but it's nowhere near as much as rent or a mortgage.
Don't want this house? Fucking sell it.
Jesus Christ.
It's fucking huge.
Literally, anything you sell it for is a profit.
I'm sorry.
So just a telling off scene.
But yeah, they move into the mansion.
The kids will hate it at first.
They go to school.
It's cold and fucked.
They meet Podcast.
Podcast will tell them. Podcast will turn out to be a nickname. And Podcast will probably.
Okay. What podcast does Podcast have? Or is he a fan of podcasts, or does he love supernatural podcasts?
Baseless speculation.
So he's got a supernatural podcast.
Imagine if one day we're watching a film, and a character just like, is like, yeah, here's a list of podcasts I like. And usually, like, they might be like, Sierra or whatever. Yeah. It's just like plumbing the Death Star. I will Die and go to hell.
I'm like, oh no, Disney gonna sue us.
Oh, damn it.
Ah, shit.
We weren't asked about this. I wouldn't have been on any lists. But yeah, they meet the kids at school. They also meet Paul Rudd, their teacher. Yeah. Paul Rudd at that time is like, something weird's happening in this town because.
Oh yeah, sorry. I meant to say podcast will be, will love, will have listened to like spooky podcasts from the 80s. Yeah. And podcast will be the link to
the Ghostbusters.
Will podcast love podcasts, or will he love, or will he be doing a podcast?
I reckon both.
Yeah, I think both.
So and also,
he'll love all his like his.
He'll be across spooky... Ghostbusters. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'll make up about
the mystery that happened in this town? It was unsolved.
It's a, yeah.
He'll be making a murderer ring it, but except it'll be
serial.
Yeah, yeah. And then because they've moved in, they start to notice strange things, earthquakes. Mm-hmm. They go into the basement. They find the Ecto-1 or whatever it's called.
I reckon it's going to be, because you see it in the trailer where they move some floorboards and they get a thingy. I reckon it's going to do that. They're going to hit it. Nothing happens. And then they're going to be like, that was weird. Throw it around. And then it'll just linger on that. And then like, oh, power up. And then a ghost.
Ding,
and
that's it'll the, do that. Yeah, like, and you'll, yeah. We in the audience will be like, oh, my
that's
God.
That's the inciting thing that happens.
Yeah.
I have a slightly different theory. I think that what's going to happen here is unrelated to that. Something in the town will go wrong and maybe only like Slimer or something will come out.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the kids fuck it up because I don't think it has the tone of that movie.
Okay.
At least the trailer.
Hmm. Fair.
Well, something's got to happen to awake these ghosts.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, it's all this shit's happening underground.
Mm.
And look, they're faffing about up in Egon's
laboratory,
mansion.
Basically.
And
yeah.
So they're going to have to hit something, accidentally knock something off, or whatever it is.
Or to be the kid that they're talking about, because it's Phoebe and whatever the other kid's name is.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think they're talking about Phoebe. Because they're like, this kid, one of my kids is thriving. My other kid, I wish she would get into some trouble. Or he, I cannot remember which child they're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be the kid that opens all the ghosts.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Or it'll be something like they did something and then they're being like, maybe they're talking a podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And about like, oh yeah, we're in Egon's thing. And like, oh, you found this thing and like, whatever. I hit a button, nothing happened. And the podcast is like, oh my God, you fucked it. You fucked it hard.
You fucking morons. Yeah.
And then they're like, podcast is, you got to go. And then they go and look at it and like, oh, you cooked it. Now we got to uncook it.
But I think they'll be the like, you've released the ghost. Oh no, but maybe nothing's happening. And then there'll be like the earthquakes.
Zool.
I think they'll definitely have released Zool, you know, because he'll be in like a big ecto chamber or whatever. Mm-hmm. Zool's released. They're like, what are we going to do? Podcast is like, check out these kind of cool guys called the Ghostbusters. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, Paul Rudd clearly knows about them too, because he's watching a YouTube video with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're like, hey, this it's the ad from the first film.
And then
555, I'm Ghostbusters is the number. Yeah. And then that's when Dan Aykroyd picks up the phone and says, fuck off, kids. Why is the phone
busting fucking ghosts?
Change your number.
Is it Dan Aykroyd in the trailer or was it Bill Murray?
I thought it was Bill Murray, but I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Mm. I'm pretty sure the wear clothes was Dan Aykroyd.
I thought it was Bill Murray.
Yeah, me too. But then you said Dan Aykroyd and I was like, oh, actually, maybe it was Dan. So I don't know. Mm. Either or. I mean, they're all going to be in it in some capacity. Anyway.
It definitely wasn't Ernie Hudson.
Mm. No. So the Ghostbuster kids, then they're like, we need the Ghostbuster guys. They call them up. There'll be a couple of, like, maybe the back portion of the middle, the third act, or the, sorry, second act, will be collecting the old Ghostbusters in whatever capacity that is, as a ghost, as a...
Some will come in, some won't.
Yeah, oh, I don't want to do it.
Bill Murray will not want to do it, and then 100%. He'll die in the final fight, but he also won't be in the film until... So there'll be a recruitment scene where he says fuck off, in the same as the X-Men scene.
Yeah.
Except he'll then pop back up for the final fight and be like, I couldn't let my brethren in this legacy sequel do it without me.
Yeah. Hold my hand.
Hold my hand. It's time for a heroic sacrifice.
Let's drink this Kool-Aid. They didn't help at all. They just drank poison and died.
Or he'll die in the scene. Or Bill Murray will, Bill Murray will die or something like that. Get ghosted by Zool or some shit.
Yeah.
And that is what causes like Ernie and Dan to be like, maybe we should be helping Ghostbusters. Mm. And then Bill Murray or whoever died in that bit, because it might also be Dan Aykroyd.
Aykroyd's not killing himself in a movie.
Dan Aykroyd wishes he was the protagonist of this movie.
Dan Aykroyd is hoping this somehow causes 10 sequels.
Okay. So then the end, whoever died,
Bill Murray,
comes in as a ghost and helps Ghostbusters. And then as a ghost, it's like, we gotta suck off all the ghosts and get rid of them.
Oh!
And so I'm the last ghost to be sucked off, and off I go.
Goodbye.
And
then, hey, it,
And then then it's a self-sacrifice, and that's why I reckon it could be Dan Aykroyd. Because it's the hero of the show.
True.
Okay, what about this, though?
Yeah.
It's Bill Murray. Bill Murray, as a ghost, helps him bust all the ghosts, and then at the end, like, we did it. And then from off-screen, you hear, hey, Dickless, you missed one. And it's him, and he's like, you got to bust me.
Oh. Well, see, but I think that all the Ghostbusters, if we go with the all the Ghostbusters die theory.
They become ghosts.
Well, yeah, because I can imagine an ending that is intended to be like saccharine and sweet. Is the Ghostbusters in heaven?
There's three. Okay,
yeah.
So Podcast, Phoebe, and the other kid whose name I forget. If he had a memorable name like Podcast, I would remember. With Finn Wolfhard,
Phoebe, Podcast, and Whiff. Yeah,
that's three. Now imagine a shot at the end of the
Trevor in Ghostbusters.
Okay,
Wolfhard.
Okay, so Trevor. Big yeah. Trev,
yep.
Phoebe,
Podcast.
And Podcast standing, like, facing the camera mm-hmm. with the ectopacks on and, like, holding
the, yeah, yeah.
And then the three, mm-hmm. the three other Ghostbusters as ghosts fade in between, like, fade in behind them.
Behind them, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And it's, like, the most on-the-nose passing of the torch thing. But it's a torch none of us care about. The credits will roll and I'll be like, who cares? And then we'll get up and leave. But then you'll tell me to sit back down because we're about to suck off.
Rick Moranis. It's me, Rick Moranis, motherfuckers.
About time I got sucked off by a ghost. Camera
pans there.
Wow. I guess the movie was raunchy at the end.
I guess this movie was indeed the best movie.
Yeah. But I think that's about probably all the beats that'll happen.
Yeah.
There might be some moments of doubt, but then it's all just going to be like,
well, the moments
yeah.
of doubt yeah. will be when they kill the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you'll be like, sure. Oh my God, I can't believe they did it. Except you, the audience, won't be, because you'll be like, Baseless Speculation saw this coming from a mile
Baseless
away.
Baseless Speculation ruined this movie yeah. and every future 80s legacy movie for me.
Because keep finding things in basements.
They will all follow the same. Oh no, Bumblebee died, but my car now. Bumblebee.
And then Rick Moranis is like,
it's about time I was sucked off by a car. Robots in disguise.
The My Little Pony was bad.
Oh, no. About time I was sucked off by a horse. Oh, no, right. Rick.
Rick, no.
Rick, you can't say that.
Rick Moranis, you've been out of the game for too long. You can't
the
say
car
that
was
now.
Fine.
It's not going to be sucked off by a car. It can't be sucked off by a horse. Rick Moranis is 2021, okay? Maybe that was okay in the 1980s, but now.
You can't just say it's about time I got sucked off by a horse.
Okay. Rick Moranis, no, Rick.
All right. To bring us home, yeah. we all just want to make one big swing each. Like, one thing that you want to put your name to so that when people are watching the movie, when this happens, they're like, this person. So, Baseless Speculation, not just Baseless Speculation, but you, Jackson Bailey, or you, Joel Zammert, called it. I'm going to go with the final shot of the film is the young Ghostbusters with the original Ghostbusters standing behind them.
Mm.
I still only think Bill Murray's going to die, so I reckon he'll fade in as a ghost.
Okay.
But the other two will be standing behind them.
Okay.
And it'll be trick photography because the teens are probably yeah. taller than all of them except Dan Aykroyd.
Can I one up you there? Oh, okay. I reckon it's going to be four. That's where you're going to get like Egon.
Oh.
As in like a far
away.
Oh,
yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Wait. That was one thing we never actually checked. But it's too late. Will Paul Rudd ghost bust?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Very sorted.
Yeah.
Hey, I reckon you're going to get Egon there as well. And that's where you're going to get, like, maybe Egon's
So now the audience, rather than doing the thing I just said, will be like, Joel Dusha was right. And Joel Zammert was right.
But no. Let's see. Okay.
Mine is not a huge. Here's what I'm thinking. You're making Ghostbusters for the modern day and you want to sell toys, but you can't just sell the regular stuff that they use. You got to upgrade this stuff for 2021, i.e. 2019. So Ghostbusters drone. That's my prediction.
Ghostbusters drone.
Yeah. The kids have a drone because that's just the kind of out of touch 5 years earlier. This would have been relevant sort of thing that King Dunst Sony likes to do. So they make a Ghostbusters drone so they can remotely go Ghostbust.
Okay. Well, Zammert, you know what? Because unless you got one now, I was going to be like, you can have the one you just said and I'll change mine because I got another
one. I'm also thinking of like This might not be, you might not, this is going to be hard because it might only be like, we'd only ever get notice of this if there's another leaked email thing.
Yeah.
But I reckon maybe a tie-in podcast.
Oh, damn. Damn. That's a good speculation.
From podcast.
Yeah.
Like if either one was planned and then they scrapped it or we're going
to,
it's coming. It's coming. I reckon like
that's a good call.
A tie-in podcast hosted by like, podcast or and even then Finn and all that.
Just with the same name as the in movie podcast, they release a podcast that is
it's like four episodes over a week and it works as like a prequel to
Damn. Yep.
Tie-in podcast.
Tie-in podcast, the Ghostbusters stand in front of the old Ghostbusters, but the old Ghostbusters are ghosts.
Yep.
I'm pointing, this isn't helping. And you, Jackson.
Ghostbuster drone.
Ghostbuster drone.
And you were going to another swing to the fences?
I was just going to be like Rick Moranis cameo.
Oh, yeah. We suck off Rick Moranis at the end of the film. Yeah.
I'm Rick Moranis, motherfucker. It was about time I had my dick sucked on. What a closing statement.
It'll be really good, I think. It'll change cinema.
Yeah, cinema was dead, but Rick Moranis brought it back to life.
He brought it back. Yeah.
And then the movie will be like the song will play, and then it'll come back to his face, and he'll say, "Bustin' makes me feel good."
Yeah.
And then it'll be like, "Dun!"
And Moranis. Then Rick Moranis will appear in Ghostbusters Goes to Heaven, and be like, "I killed it again. I killed it."
You will be sucking off Rick Moranis in Ghostbusters Go to Heaven.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we have been the 100% Baseless Boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes. And if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com. And to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sanspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.